This is KCUR 89.3. Anyone who collects something can eventually get a little obsessive. That's no different for a group of Kansas Cityans who collect works of art on paper. As KCUR's Julie Deniche reports, members of the Nelson's Print Society have an enthusiasm that can influence what the rest of us see in galleries.
We're at the Lee Volkos Art Gallery in the Crossroads with two dozen people for something that happens only a couple times a year. Members of the Print Society of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art huddle over a pair of folding tables. Colorful lithographs of Indian gods, vivid serigraphs of birds in the Amazon, and 18th century Italian etchings are laid out for all to see. Twice a year, they meet to share their most prized prints. It's an event they call Show and Tell.
This shows the sky more, but this is my favorite print in the whole world.
Each member gets 5 minutes to talk about a print or two. The Print Society's president, Paul Sokoloff, has been collecting prints since high school.
People like to see what other people collect because we all have different tastes, and people bring prints that I would never want, you know, and I bring prints that they would never want.
The reasons for buying prints are as varied as the individuals who collect them, like Kathy Ashenbrenner, who owns several prints from Chicago artist Roger Brown.
I brought the print because I really like the Roger Brown sky, and I also like it because it's the family tree mourning print, and these are all the wars that had been done in the United States up until the time that the print was made. So it touched my heart.
These meetings can even help solve mysteries. Carl Markhausen's father left him with a puzzling legacy, a framed Max Weber woodcut.
Someone said, if you have a print and you don't know anything about it, bring it. Someone will say something. Anybody know about Max Weber? Well, I'll hold it up and you say something about it.
That's all I know.
One of the group's organizers does a quick search on his phone.
Weber's early paintings reflect his fascination with futurist themes, cubist space, and faux of color. And it goes on. Yeah, he's a significant artist.
The Nelson Atkins Print Society was founded 4 decades ago by George McKenna, a former print curator at the museum. Its mission both then and now is to increase the appreciation for prints and expand the Nelson's collections of works on paper. Stephanie Fox Knapp is a curator of American art at the Nelson. She serves as their official liaison and keeps a close eye on what they're doing.
I'm learning something at every show and tell event. I'm learning new things about artists that I felt very comfortable with, and I'm being exposed to artists that were not in my playbook.
Collectors bring a different kind of intensity to the art they purchase.
As a curator, I feel like I live with art a large part of my day here at the museum, but it is so wonderful to see and hear the personal stories of collectors, stories of the connections that these works of art that they're living with have to certain points in their lives.
Sometimes a Print Society member can put an artist on Knapp's radar. Right now, there's a print by Oklahoma artist Maurice Bebb on display at the Nelson. Knapp learned about the artist from Print Society member John Mallory, who admits he can be obsessive.
If you're a collector and you have the disease, you'll see the print and there's nothing that's going to stop you from buying it short of it's way out of your price range. But if it's in your price range, I'm going to have that print. It's very sad. It's very sad.
John Mallory organizes all of the Print Society's outings. He's pretty new to collecting. He bought his first print just a few years ago and now has 200. And later this month, the Albrecht Kemper Museum in St. Joseph will feature a special exhibit of works from his personal collection.
I was always excited to find that you can actually buy museum-quality prints without being a millionaire. And that's kind of the whole thing about prints. I mean, in the Depression, you had people like Thomas Hart Benton and a bunch of folks doing prints, and they were selling for $5.
Mallory says prints can be like a gateway drug into art collecting.
So if you really like an artist, well, you're not going to be able to spend thousands of dollars on a painting, but you can spend $100 or $150 on an etching.
And as obsessions go, a person could do worse than print collecting. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deniche.
The exhibition of John Mallory's personal print collection opens later this month at the Albrecht Kemper Museum in St. Joseph. You'll find pictures of Print Society members at kcur.org.